Staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our Labor Day weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus free premium delivery ends Labor Day.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
The road this week, so you're listening to a best of edition of America Outdoors Radio.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
We are going to do something a little different today on the show. As you know, we usually cover a variety of topics from fishing to hunting to conservation, and we tend to bounce all over the country as we do with stories from the north, the west, the heartland, the south, and the northeast regions of our great nation. Today, though, we have got a destination show for you, recorded during one great adventure we enjoyed while putting this together. It's also a program featuring one topic above all others. That would be fishing, saltwater fishing to be exact. And the location? We're leaving the States for this one. We are heading to our neighbor in the north, Canada, where all sorts of magnificent fishing opportunities are found. So you're probably asking where in Canada we're going, and our destination's going to be British Columbia, that western province that stretches from the Rocky Mountains in the east to the Pacific Ocean in the west. We'll be taking you to the ocean end of the province, to Vancouver Island, a comfortable two-hour ferry ride from the bustling city of Vancouver, and after we get off the boat, we'll be driving north, as far north as we can on a paved highway to the town of Port Hardy at the northern end of the island. It's a town with a frontier feel. It's really the last populated place you can get to on Vancouver Island, and that's where Chad Calder and his company, Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing, is located. And that's where our adventure over the next hour awaits. Oh, and if you are out of driving range of this area, don't worry, you can fly to Port Hardy too. You can get there quite easily from Vancouver. Chad Calder will join us in a few minutes to tell you more about getting here and about the other logistics involved in putting your stress-free fishing trip together, but allow me to touch on it now. First and foremost, Chad offers a top-quality saltwater fishing adventure for a really, really affordable price. On a typical day, you'll get to fish not only for Chinook and Coho salmon, but also for halibut, lingcod, rockfish, and some of the other species in this water that are not at all shy about biting that anchovy or lure at the end of your line. You heard that right. You're not just fishing for one species a day like you do with many other charters. As a matter of fact, during your 3 to 4 fishing days in the water, you are fishing for multiple species every single day, and better still, the daily and possession limits, they are quite generous. The other thing to know is that this is an all-inclusive vacation. Everything is taken care of outside of tips and alcohol. The trips are designed for 2 to 3 anglers per boat, and you won't be sharing a boat with anyone you don't know. It's just you and your friends or family with a knowledgeable guide fishing out of a stout and comfortable Grady White boat with plenty of deck room on the back to maneuver and fight your fish. Every boat has a covered cabin so you can get out of the weather and an indoor marine head. And at the end of the day, you'll take a picture of your group and your fish on the dock, at which point the folks at Hardy Boys, the local fish processor, will take those fish away. They'll take them to their facility where they'll fillet them and put them in meal-size vacuum seal packages for your trip home. As for what you can do when you get back, there's several options. You can take a nap or maybe go for a walk. There's several trails in and around town. The nearby Quatsie Salmon Hatchery is definitely worth a visit, and so is Story's Beach. It's a local favorite at the western edge of town. If you didn't get enough fishing, you can always cast a line off the Seagate Pier in Port Hardy, or just walk around downtown and browse the shops. Be sure to bring a camera and a pair of binoculars. There's a lot of wildlife out here, and you're going to see it while you're fishing. During our trip, we were fishing within a couple of hundred yards of humpback whales and sea otters. We saw dolphin, porpoise, harbor seals, and California sea lions, to include a sea lion that paid us a visit while we were fishing and continually surfaced right next to the boat, either hoping we'd catch a fish he could steal or just curious about our presence. Look up into the air, too. You'll see more bald eagles here than just about anywhere else I've been besides Alaska, and there are plenty of cool seabirds, too. On land, we saw black-tailed deer, a marten, and an adult black bear all within a few miles of town. Of course, we've got to talk about meals and accommodations. I'll let Chad Calder cover the details in a few minutes, but suffice it to say, you'll be staying in a clean, comfortable hotel just steps away from the marina, and your room will be a waterfront room with a balcony with great views of the harbor. And the food? You are not going to believe how good the food is here at the edge of the wilderness. Not only is the food good, but it's paid for by Chad as part of your package. Last and certainly not least is the very affordable price. This is the sort of trip that is doable for the everyday working man or woman. It's not a luxury all-inclusive trip, but it's a solid all-inclusive trip that covers all of your needs, and it does it well. Because of the way Chad operates, working with the local hotel and restaurants, he doesn't have the overhead a typical lodge owner has with staff and mortgage and all of that. And you benefit from that in the lower price he offers. You'll find those prices at his website, and that website address is coastwidesportsfishing.com. Let me repeat that, coastwidesportsfishing.com. But wait, there's more. Those prices that you're going to see there, already lower than what you'll find at a lot of other lodges in British Columbia, are listed in Canadian dollars. And in case you didn't know, the American dollar has been doing very well against the Canadian dollar in recent years, so much so that you may well be able to subtract 25 to 30% of the listed Canadian dollar price to find an absolutely astounding price in U.S. dollars that I don't think you'll beat anywhere else when it comes to the adventure you are getting and the amount of fish you're likely to bring home. Okay, I think I've given you enough of an intro about Chad's coastwide sports fishing. Now it's time to go fishing. So now we're going to take you out onto the water, and we're actually going to start at the end of our fishing trip and then work our way back to the beginning. It's day 3 here in our trip with Chad's coastwide sports fishing. We've been targeting Chinook salmon this morning in an area around Cape Scott Provincial Park, and we've got one heck of a fishing story to tell you. With me here is my best friend Rusty Johnson and our trusty guide Brian Ramage. Gentlemen, it's been a fun day on the water.
It's been a great day on the water.
Certainly has.
So let's go ahead and review what's happened this morning, and then for the rest of the show, we'll kind of talk about what else is going on up here. Again, we started targeting off Chinook salmon. Rusty, why don't you describe our morning right up to the last fish?
Oh, it started off really quick this morning. We had two fish on within the first 20 minutes, and it's been great.
It was indeed great. Landed two Chinook in very short order. Then we had several more on, and I'll be honest here, some of you who listen to the show know that I'm no expert, just an enthusiast, and I might have had some problems making some connections with the next couple of fish, didn't I, Brian?
That's true, but after John farmed a couple out, we managed to hook up our last fish of the day.
And this is a fish story worth telling. Rusty, why don't you describe exactly what happened in the beginning?
Well, we were trolling back along the rock, and we were getting a bite, John's last fish of the day, and he was trying to get the line out of the downrigger, and it wouldn't release.
It wouldn't release. It wouldn't release. I'm feeling like a very puny man because I can't go ahead and pop the downrigger. I finally hand the rod to you, Brian, and what happens then?
Well, you know, I saw how hard you were pulling on, and I thought for sure that there must have been a problem. So anyway, I bared down with all my might, and crack, we busted 50-pound mono trying to get that off the clip.
Not only did we bust 50-pound mono, I thought we busted the rod. I mean, it was a huge crack. But we look up, the mono's gone, the rod's still there. And, Brian, you had an idea that there still might be a chance. What'd you do next?
I figured the only way that that thing hadn't let go was that mono had actually wrapped the clip down there about 50 feet below the boat. So with that, I turned on our trusty Scotty downrigger, and up came the mono, and you'll never guess what was still on there.
That's right, a very nice 15-pound Chinook salmon, which Brian managed to go ahead and hand line in. Rusty, you grabbed the net, and how did we finish up?
We finished up, put him in the boat.
Absolutely. What a fish story. Broken line, and we still get the fish in. How often does that happen? Great way to wind up this trip here out of Port Hardy, British Columbia, fishing with Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing. Brian, Rusty, it's been epic. Let's do this again sooner than later.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Absolutely. Now let's go do some lingcod fishing.
Planning a day at the range or plinking targets with your friends? Or maybe you're looking to do some small game hunting with a rimfire rifle. Either way, they're going to be impressed when you show up with a Henry Golden Boy lever action rifle. This beauty has a brass light finish, a wooden stock and grip, and a blue 20-inch octagon barrel that makes this rifle handle great, and it is accurate too, especially for offhand shooting. Want to up your Golden Boy rifle game? You can order a deluxe engraved edition or one with a personalized inscription. Better still, the Golden Boy looks good not only in your hands, but on the wall at home too, and like every rifle manufactured by Henry Repeating Arms, this has a lifetime guarantee. Find out more about the world-famous Golden Boy rifle and order a free catalog, too, at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com for Henry Repeating Arms, made in America, and a proud sponsor of America Outdoors Radio.
A sharp blade makes short work of any project you have in the outdoors, in the kitchen, or in the shop. Hone your knives and tools with quality power and manual sharpeners from Worksharp. Find out more at WorkSharpTools.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at WePeopleRadio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, WePeopleRadio.us.
What shall we do about them?
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
Income-eligible renters impacted by COVID-19 can now get 100% of their past due rent and utility bills paid through the California COVID-19 Rent Relief Program. Landlords with tenants who haven't paid rent because of COVID-19 are eligible for 100% reimbursement too. The application is fast, your information is private, and you won't be asked about citizenship. Apply at housingiskey.com before eviction protections end on September 30th. Brought to you by the California Department of Housing and Community Development.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
H-J. come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
We've been telling you a lot about heading to British Columbia for this great saltwater fishing trip, but I thought somebody who could really tell you a whole lot more is the owner of the operation. His name is Chad Calder, and he is with us today right at the marina where his whole fleet of boats is anchored right now. Chad, it is great to see you again.
Oh, it's fantastic. I'm so glad you made it up here again this year.
Well, as you know, this is one of my favorite things I get to do, is come up here to Port Hardy and go fishing. I love the variety of fish I catch. I love the guides that you have to fish with. I love the entire experience. But let's break it down for our listeners so they know a little bit more. We've already explained where Port Hardy is, but we should talk about getting here. Now, for our guests who live in the Northwest, in terms of Seattle or Portland, Oregon, or even Eugene or Spokane, and maybe as far as Boise, it's not that hard of a drive to get here, is it?
No. And one of the great things about our company is it's all inclusive. So when you leave, i.e., we'll just say Portland, you just simply drive through Seattle, across the border, you catch one of three different ferries, and then once you're on Vancouver Island, we're as north as you can drive, so you can be anywhere from 4 hours to 5 hours to get to us once you're on Vancouver Island, but you can get to us in a day.
And again, folks, once you're here, it's all inclusive. But before we talk about that, let's talk about getting here for those who can't drive here in a day. You can get here by plane.
Vancouver International Airport, you can fly into there from anywhere. And then what they have is a shuttle that takes you, it's only a 10-minute shuttle around to the South Terminal. And then from the South Terminal, it's Pacific Coastal Airlines, and it's about a one-hour flight to us. So it's really easy, John. You just fly in like you would normally. They transfer your bags over, and you just tell the shuttle that you're heading to Pacific Coastal Airlines, Port Hardy, and they shuttle you right over there. Your bags go there as well, and then you're on the flight, and we pick you up at the airport when you get here. And our whole operation is only 10 minutes from the airport.
So you get to the airport, somebody from Chad's Coastwise Sports Fishing will pick you up, and they're going to take you to the Glen Lyon Inn. Now, the Glen Lyon Inn is going to be where you're staying. It's literally steps from the marina. All of the rooms are waterfront rooms. There's a restaurant that's attached along with a pub. The setting is absolutely wonderful. You will see bald eagles out your windows. You'll get to see float planes come and go along with the fishing boats and even some commercial fishing boats. It's a great setting. And then you're going to have to worry about, of course, your meals. And I love the way you handle the meals. Why don't you explain this?
Yeah, so when you check into the Glen Lyon, every group that comes with us gets a welcome letter. The welcome letter explains everything that you need to know for the next morning, which is the gate code to come down to the dock. It also gives you 5 different pubs and restaurants that you can go take your diner's cards to. So you get diner's cards. It's all included in your package. All the places are within walking distance, and you simply order anything you want off of any of the menus at any given time, and it all gets billed to us. So we just don't include alcohol. But what it does is it allows you to eat when you want, order anything you want, and try different cuisine throughout the community. So unlike a lodge setting where the dinner bell rings at one time and you're eating one or two of the things that they provide and you're with people you don't know, we leave that all up to you. You can eat whenever you want, and you can order whatever you want.
And I want to tell you something else, folks. You're probably thinking, this is a pretty remote place, and it is. It's literally the end of the road when it comes to north end of Vancouver Island in Canada. But there's some really good food here. Our first night, we had dinner at the Glen Lyon Pub. It was fantastic. Highly recommend Wings Night if you're there for Wings Night. And our can't-miss stop whenever we come visit Chad is the Sporty Bar. They've got all sorts of different cuisine, from wood-fired pizzas to steaks to seafood to Italian. And it's all really, really good. The other restaurants are just fine, too. So you got lots of choices for dinner every night. And as for breakfast and lunch, how do you take care of that?
Well, we have a bakery in town that does all our lunches and provides all our breakfast stuff. So it's muffins in the morning on the boat. We have coffee as well in our floating office. And we take thermoses of coffee on the boat. But the lunches, They're made fresh every morning. Fresh bread, fresh wraps. It's all done in-house first thing in the morning. So there's none of this the night before, sat in a fridge for 12 hours. It's all done the morning of, within the hour.
You're going to be well-fed. And don't forget to try the ketchup chips, something you're only going to find in Canada. And they are really tasty, too. So your meals are taken care of. Something else you take care of that's really important is the fish processing. Really easy. Go ahead and tell our listeners about that.
So with coastwide sports fishing, what we decided a long time ago was that, yes, it's great that we have all this fish, and it's great that we have access to all this fish. But really what we wanted to do was provide a level of service for the care of the fish, which was a step above. And with that came in Hardy Boys Custom Processing. So we don't actually clean any fish at our dock. Your fish go to a certified processor, and it gets processed down to pound and a half meal-sized portions, and then all custom vacuum-packed and processed, and then it's ready for you for your drive home.
And it is also customs ready, too. You will have no problem getting across the border. And I don't know how they vacuum pack these fillets, but they do it so well that your fillets are going to hold up for a long, long time in that freezer. I've never had any fails in terms of ice getting into these vacuum-sealed packets. This is done really well. So the bottom line is this. Everything's taken care of. The hotel, the meals, and the fish processing, literally all you have to do is walk down to the dock, get on the boat, and you get to go fishing every day. And as we've talked about in previous shows, the great thing that you offer every year and every day is the variety. And why don't you just break down a typical day during a typical summer day fishing with your service?
Yeah, so we'll leave the dock, John, at about 6 a.m. in the morning, pretty much on the nose. We're going to spend the first 2 hours of the morning salmon fishing. That's usually all we need when we get to our areas. And then we're going to go off, depending on what the guide decides in the tides, and get your halibut, lingcod, and all your rockfish. And then we're back to the dock at 3 to 3:30 every day. Well, our fishery is really tide dependent, so not on the amount of fish, but just what you're going to fish for first. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
All right. And one last thing that we need to mention here is the price. When you go to coastwidesportsfishing.com, you're going to see the rates, and you can book a boat for either two of you or three of you. You'll see the prices per person for two of you or three for you. You get the whole boat. Nobody else is going to be on the boat with you except for your group. And the prices you see, you're going to think, that's a good deal. But it's better than that. Those prices are in Canadian dollars, and the U.S. dollar has been doing fantastic. So you're going to save, for instance, this year, 2019, it's about a 25%+ savings on the dollar. So this is truly one of the more affordable, all-inclusive fishing adventures you can have. And it's truly one of the best fishing adventures you can have, too. We've got to go. But, Chad, I can't wait to go fishing with Brian Ramage and with your other guides. I always enjoy it. And thank you again for having us here with America Outdoors Radio.
Well, thanks again, John. We love having you. And we're going to keep this partnership together for a long time. It's fabulous. And I know the listeners out there really see the value in it. And it's a great fishery. I mean, it's a fantastic fishery.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about on this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
The two-burner camp stove has evolved, And today's line of portable camp stoves from Camp Chef have come a long way from your father's propane stove, featuring matchless ignition, more cooking power, and in some cases a built-in grill or extra burner. And you've got what you need to whip up some great grub in the field. Look for the complete line of Mountain Series stoves at your local sporting goods store. Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Redding Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We're broadcasting from Port Hardy. We've been fishing with Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing. We're at the northern end of Vancouver Island in British Columbia. It's kind of the edge of the frontier, for lack of a better word. Once you get out of Port Hardy, it is just wilderness and ocean out here. Beautiful, beautiful area. When you're fishing, you're going to see humpback whales, seals, sea lions, even sea otters too. But the reason you're out there isn't to see the wildlife. The reason is to go fishing. And if you fish in August, you're going to be targeting coho salmon, also known as silvers in some places like Alaska. And our guide that's going to take us out is Brian Ramage, who's been here for 5 years and a person I've had the privilege of fishing with twice before. Brian, it's great to see you again.
Always a pleasure, John. Nice to have you back.
Let's break down the different techniques you use for coho fishing during the month of August, because there's really three ways at a minimum that you go after them. We'll start off with the tried and true. Now, if you were going coho fishing with a chartered operation out of Alaska, you might be mooching for your salmon. But here, it's a completely different deal for your fleet and actually for most other anglers who are targeting both coho and chinook. It's a controlled depth fishery with downriggers. Tell us more about it.
Downrigger fishing is the way to fly out here. It really gets you down to the depths that you're looking to catch them at. And, yeah, you can see them on the screen. You can target them right where they're swimming, and it puts the gear right in their face.
Let's talk about the gear you're using in particular. Now, we're using Scotty Electric downriggers. What kind of rods and what kind of reels? And, folks, the reels here in Canada, they're a little different than the reels you're used to in other places.
Yeah, you know, some people have affectionately termed them knuckle busters because they do tend to spin wildly. And if you try to jam your meat hooks in there while the reel's spinning, yeah, there's quite often a few bangs and bruises. They're a single-action mooching reel made here on Vancouver Island, as well as our downriggers, Scotty downriggers. And they turn it into a great sport. It's a lot of fun. It's like fishing them on a fly rod. You've got a single action reel with a real smooth drag system on them. And when that fish wants to run, you get your hands out of the way.
And folks, these Islander reels are absolutely gorgeous. They're golden colored. They're actually serial numbered. Each one is numbered, so it is really something that you'll want to pass down from generation to generation. The rods that you use, how long are they? What brands do you prefer? What kind of action?
Well, we're using 10.5-foot mooching rods. We like anything that's got a nice slick butt on the back of them. They go in and out of the gimbal mount rod holders really well. We found running cork. We were burning through cork pretty fast. So something with a nice carbon fiber, long slick butt on them, a nice sticky foregrips on them. We've been using these Akuma Salish rods for a couple of years now and find them fantastic. The 15 to 30s are great. Myself, I prefer something a little more limber, the 20 to 40 pound rated rods. And they've got a nice sensitive tip that you can just wind down, cork right down to your downrigger. And as soon as you see that tip start to jump, you get on that thing, and out of the clip they come. Those fish start screaming line, and yeah, with the 20 to 40s, I find a stiffer butt section, you can really convince those things into the net a lot easier.
When it comes to the end of the line, you're using a paddle flasher. What is it, an 8-inch paddle flasher or 11-inch?
They're 11-inch paddle flashers, and yep, everyone's got their favorite colors. Myself, I like the purple haze and a few of the other bright green ones. They do a great job of mimicking the fish that are targeting the bait. So behind that, we're running anchovies, spoons, sometimes hoochies, and yeah, everyone's got their preferred length of leader. I like to set them a little further back in the fall when the fish get a little bit bigger and a little lazier. It slows that bait down a little bit and makes it easier for them to climb on.
You know, anchovies, interesting choice, because a lot of anglers up and down the Pacific Coast, they're using herring. Are anchovies even found in these waters at this time of year?
Yeah, you know what? We find herring and we find other bait fish around, sand lance and that sort of thing. But the anchovies themselves seem to be in a size that mimic herring, and we get a real nice roll out of them. And yeah, the fish don't seem to mind. Maybe they like something a little bit different.
And you and I have fished before when it's been so fast and furious that you're not using the anchovies because it just, frankly, folks, it takes too much time when you're just one person on a boat and trying to handle a couple of anglers. You've used coyote spoons. You really like those spoons, and they've worked really well for you.
Yeah, that's right. Those coyote spoons, you know, I think I've caught more species of fish on those things than anything else. They mimic the bait fish, and they get the action that just entices the bite, and that's what it's all about.
Any preferred size or color?
You know, it depends on what's in the water at the time. Quite often we'll take and catch a fish, and we got washdown pumps on board so we can pump those things full of water and pump them out just like you're trying to figure out what bugs a trout's eating. And, you know, sometimes it's squid that come out, sometimes it's sand lance, and you can kind of gauge at that point what size bait you want to be putting on the end, and yeah, it seems to help.
Well, that is the bread and butter way that you and a lot of other guides, not only here at Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing, but throughout Port Hardy, are using to go ahead and target both coho and Chinook salmon. But you do a couple of other things. You've got a couple of tricks up your sleeve. I understand you'll actually troll a fly on the surface for coho. Tell me about this technique.
Well, it's been going on for quite a few years. I can't say it's something I've come up with on my own, but bucktail flies, they're anywhere between about 3 and maybe 5 inches. The name entails that, yeah, there's some bucktail in there, as well as polar bear hair. And polar bear hair has this really awesome translucentness to it. And, you know, a couple of different colors of bucktail on top with a bit of polar hair on the bottom. And as those fish are looking up through there, it gives it a real hollow look to it. And, yeah, you skip those things along, and it's surprising. Everyone's shocked. You can drag those things, you know, 12 feet, 15 feet behind the boat, and coho will come in and smash it.
And I understand you actually will see them come right at it in the surface. You'll see them fin right up to it and smack it.
Yeah, that's right. There's times when the sun's high and you can just be watching that fly kind of skip along back there, and you'll see fins swim up on it, sometimes in pairs and threes, and can be tricky to get them to bite sometimes, and other times they'll just come and on a flyby and grab it on the way by. And yeah, on a, you know, 7-8 weight fly rod, it's quite sporting.
This is something you're actually doing while you've got the other rods in the downrigger?
Yeah, that's right. We can be fishing our traditional downrigger methods and have stuff down at our fixed depths and still have something kicking around on the surface. And yeah, those coho, they see a little V-wake splashing around there. They figure that maybe your outboard's injured a bait fish, and they swim on in and climb right on.
One last technique I want to talk about. I couldn't help but notice that you've got a rod here that's got a spoon on it. And when I saw this, I immediately thought of casting for coho or for steelhead in rivers. What are we doing with this out in the ocean?
You know, they come in handy. Every now and again, you'll find a bait ball here and there. You'll be trolling around and you'll see a bunch of birds and whatnot flashing at the surface. And, you know, that's a pretty good indication that there's some bait underwater. And, of course, if you can find the birds and find the bait, you're going to find the fish. So if you get close enough to those bait balls, you can be throwing those things in on the way by. And quite often, yeah, a coho will latch on. And I tell you, on a little trout rod, it is a gas. There's a few other times where we'll be targeting them in some of the river systems here. In the fall, they're heading into the river, so if you can catch it on a nice flood tide and get in close to where they're schooled up, waiting to get up the river, yeah, you can be in for a bit of excitement, that's for sure.
Sounds like an absolute blast. So bottom line, three ways you can go about catching coho up here at the north end of Vancouver Island. There's that control depth downrigger fishery that we talked about, and that really is the bread and butter way to do it. But don't be afraid to try some other things, whether you're casting a spoon in a bait ball that's on the surface, or maybe at one of these streams where those coho are stacking up, waiting to go in to spawn, or maybe you can go ahead and catch them trolling a fly. Any way you do it, it's going to be a ton of fun. Coho fishing and Chinook fishing is fantastic up here at Port Hardy, BC. You can catch them from June all the way through August. And if you want to book a trip, the place to go to is coastwidesportsfishing.com. That's coastwidesportsfishing.com. Brian, looking forward to fishing with you. Can't wait to see what we're going to catch.
Oh, it's always a good time, John. Looking forward to it myself.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life and the world. With all that we do, from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstance, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the hardest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers is the voice for your public lands, waters, and wildlife. From the Canadian Yukon to the Florida Everglades, we're stepping up to conserve North America's public lands, defend our hunting and fishing traditions, and expand public access to the outdoors. Find out how you can get involved at backcountryhunters.org and become a BHA member today.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, I've got to tell you about the great, great amount of fun that we just had fishing with Brian Ramage. You heard from him earlier in the show talking about fishing for coho, and we just spent some time with him, and we decided to do a little bit different fishing. We were after lingcod. We came back with a whole bunch of big ones. Brian, thanks for an absolutely fun, fun time on the water.
Ah, you're very welcome, John. Yeah, good times indeed.
Well, we caught our lingcod, and all of them that we caught that we kept were really nice lingcod. We're talking lingcod from the 10 to 15-pound range here, and we did it in a couple different ways. Now, number one, you were talking about earlier trolling for salmon, and we actually trolled up a couple of nice lingcod trolling alongside some kelp beds.
Yeah, that's right, John. You know, you and I in the past have brought the salmon gear out and targeted some bottom fish and had a real gas. And, you know, I find it quite effective, you know, between dragging it along rocky shoals and along the kelp beds where they live. You can really, find some nice fish.
You know, it is interesting to me, based on not just today's experience, but ones we've had in the past. You know, when you're trolling salmon gear in these situations, whether it be in these areas where there's rock and sand that are intermixing, or whether it's along kelp beds, that these lingcod that you always think of as just bottom fish, that they're so aggressive that they're going after trolled gear that's being trolled at a fairly good rate, whether it be a coyote spoon or an anchovy.
Yeah, I tell you, that spoon we're using today, I've been running for about 3 years. I think the day I lose it, I may cry, but there's barely any sticker left on that thing. They absolutely love it.
Something I love today was the fun we had towards the end of the day. You decide to mix things up. You've got some trout rods on board, and you threw some jigs on there, and we drifted along the kelp, and we were casting away, and we were catching rockfish, and some nice rockfish, too. I mean, we're talking not just your three-quarter, one-pounders that are really common in shallow waters around kelp beds. We were talking several black sea bass, quillbacks that were like three-pound fish, so that was great. But we were also catching lingcod, and some nice lingcod, too. And on a trout rod, man, that is a hoot.
Yeah, those little trout rods with a bit of braid on them, you know, it's a gas. So today we were catching definitely some very nice rockfish, and every now and again the lingcods will grab hold of one of those things. The rockfish gets awfully heavy all of a sudden, and if you're really careful and you reel them up nice and slow, you can get those lingcods right up to the side of the boat without letting go of that rockfish and get a gaff into them and get them on board before they let go. And it's a fantastic way of doing it, and you get two fish for the price of one.
Oh, folks, and that's exactly what happened to me today. Caught a kelp greenling, which, by the way, is a really tasty fish. And as far as kelp greenling go, this was a pretty good one. It was about 13 inches. And like you said, reeling it up, all of a sudden there's a hitchhiker on board, and it's a lingcod. And thank you for coaching me, because I immediately, of course, want to set the hook, and then I realize, well, it's not on the hook. The greenling's on the hook. This thing's just holding on to the body of the greenling. And like you said, as long as you reel up slow and steady and don't make any sudden movements, it came right up to the boat. You're able to gaff that puppy, and we had a nice lingcod in the box.
Yeah, it was funny. The first time we saw the lingcod, it actually let go of the greenling. So
that's right. You told me to just stop, and it came right back, and it latched on again, and we just kept coming up until you could gaff it.
Yeah, those things are hilarious. They are the greediest fish in the sea. They've got giant teeth. That fish was swimming along beside it. It probably took another 5 seconds, and next thing you know, that greenling was back in its mouth again, and we continued the slow pull up to the surface, and blammo, gaff between the eyes.
You know, another nice lingcod that I hooked, again, on this trout rod, it's taking lots of line. I mean, we're talking about a, you know, 8-10 pound lingcod here, and eventually it wedged itself in some rocks. And, you know, you were motoring the boat one way or the other. We're trying to dislodge it. Wasn't happening. I'm thinking, well, this is over. And you gave me some great advice.
Yeah, you know, every now and again when they start winning line, they can find themselves right back into the rocks in which they came. And we've had it happen before. And, you know, you try turning the boat around and dragging it out backwards and dragging it out this way and dragging it out that way. And I said to you, John, I said, as a last resort, just do me a favor and pop the bail on that thing and slack off on it. And we sat there and hovered over the fish with some slack line for probably a minute, maybe a minute and a half. And you turned to me and said, all right, now? And I said, yeah, just start reefing on that thing. Hopefully it swam out of the hole and we can get her up to the surface. And that's exactly what happened. You tightened back up with that fish. It was no longer in the hole. And we got that thing up. And blammo, gaff between the eyes.
Blammo indeed. It was my best friend, Rusty Johnson, and I that were fishing. There's two lingcod apiece you can catch. We caught several other lingcod today, but they were smaller ones we let go. But we came back with four really nice lingcod. And better still, we got to catch them in some really unique ways with some really fun light tackle. Shallow water fishing for lingcod, light tackle. Folks, it doesn't get much better than this. And I said it before, if you want part of this action, just go to coastwidesportsfishing.com. That's coastwidesportsfishing.com. They're operating out of Port Hardy, north end of Vancouver Island, British Columbia in Canada. It is a ton of fun. And Brian, thank you for once again showing me a great time here in British Columbia.
You're very welcome, John. It is always a pleasure to have you.
I hope you have enjoyed our trip to Port Hardy, British Columbia, as much as I have. My fishing partner, Rusty Johnston, and I ended up filling two coolers full of salmon, halibut, lingcod, and rockfish during this trip. We enjoyed some fantastic meals at the Glen Lyon Inn, where Wings Night was a huge hit, and at the Sporty Bar, known locally as Sporty's, where the prime rib special with Yorkshire pudding was incredible, as was the pizza, which was not only flavorful but delicious. And don't get me started on the fish. Whether you're after fish tacos with a little mango sauce on them, like my friend Rusty, or fish and chips featuring either halibut or cod, along with a cup of scrumptious seafood chowder, you are going to love Sporty's. Oh, and the local beers, pretty darn good as well. Best of all, though, was the fact that Rusty and I, best friends for over 40 years now, made some memories that we'll carry with us for a lifetime, and we didn't break the bank doing it either. I'd also like to thank our host, Chad Calder, and his lovely wife, Angela, for giving us such a wonderful experience. And, of course, our guide, Brian Ramage. He is truly one of a kind. It's the third time I've got to fish with him over the last 4 years. And he is just not only a class act, but a really, really fun guy to spend a day on the water with. And it helps that he really knows his stuff, too. Brian, Chad, Angela, thanks to you and all of the crew at Chad's Coastwide Sports Fishing. If you want to book a trip, you may want to do so sooner than later. There is a good reason. So many of Chad's clients are return guests. The fishing and the overall hassle-free experience, it's just that good. If you want to get more information, just go to CoastWideSportsFishing.com. That's CoastWideSportsFishing.com for the Canadian fishing adventure of a lifetime in beautiful, supernatural British Columbia. We've got to go, but if you didn't catch all of this episode, you'll be able to in a few days when we post it as a podcast on our website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Just look for it at the bottom of the front page, and on that same front page, you'll also find a preview of what's coming up in the week ahead and links to the wonderful sponsors that allow us to bring you this program every week. Another place you can hear this as a podcast is through our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio. Like and follow our page, and you'll not only hear the podcast, but you'll get to see posts and information that doesn't necessarily make it on the show because there's just only so much we can cover during an hour every week. It's time to head home, but I hope we've inspired you to book an adventure to this wild and scenic area full of fish, wildlife, and adventure. After all, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Hey, how'd the meeting go with Tommy's school counselor today?
Well, not exactly as planned. I think we need help.
Help? Why do we need help?
Well, I asked her about paying for college, and she said that's not something they do.
Maybe it is time to get some help. Even if Tommy just goes to state college, it's going to cost at least $25,000 a year. We'll have to raid our retirement, pay for Tommy's tuition. There's got to be a better way.
There is a better way. A way where you can pay less for college, or even receive college tuition free, regardless of your income or your students' grades. A way for you to keep your hard-earned income and savings for your future and spend less on college, while virtually eliminating the need for student loans. Get the facts about college admissions and tuition by going to tuitionprograms.org. That's tuitionprograms.org. tuitionprograms.org. Get the facts about college admissions and tuition by going to tuitionprograms.org.
A sharp blade makes short work of any project you have in the outdoors, in the kitchen, or in the shop. Hone your knives and tools with quality power and manual sharpeners from Worksharp. Find out more at Worksharp2.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 1460 AM.
Savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift, or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and former National Security Advisor Richard O'Brien recently spoke at an event hosted by Salem Radio Network host Hugh Hewitt, sponsored by the Richard Nixon Foundation, about the drawdown of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. McCarthy accusing President Biden of rolling over for America's adversaries.
I watched the past administration when conditions were broken. You cut it off. You punished them. So they learned not to do it, that no American died. This was a much different. This new policy with this President Biden is like a weak man theory.
Meanwhile, McCarthy added the president's given in to Russian President Putin, the Chinese, and now the Taliban, ruining America's reputation of strength on the world scene. O'Brien, meanwhile, says the U.S. will be equipping the Iranian army for the next few decades with the billions of dollars worth of military equipment, vehicles, and aircraft left behind. Labor Day this weekend won't be much for picnics and backyard barbecues for thousands from Louisiana through New England who are cleaning up after the deadly Hurricane Ida and its remnants cut that deadly and destructive path. After surveying damage in the Bayou State yesterday, President Biden plans a trip Tuesday to New Jersey and New York City. Out west, tens of thousands of South Lake Tahoe residents hoping for a chance to return home this weekend. And El Dorado National Forest Supervisor Dean Gould tells firefighters that and if they get to celebrate Labor Day, it's their efforts that made it possible.
The majority of the population, yeah, they're going to be dealing with smoke and intense heat and ash, except this is going to be coming from barbecues. Yours is coming from a 212,000-acre fire of national attention that's tormenting three forests and is doing its best to get into a second state.
Officials say lighter winds are helping keep the blaze from spreading northeast. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Two Pakistan officials unofficially say the nation's powerful intelligence chief has made a surprise visit to the Afghan capital of Kabul.
It wasn't immediately clear what General Fares Hamid had to say to the Taliban leadership, but the Pakistani intelligence service has perhaps the greatest outside influence over the Taliban. The militant group had its headquarters in Pakistan and were often said to be in direct contact with the powerful Inter-Services Intelligence Agency. Although Pakistan Pakistan routinely denies giving the Taliban military aid. The accusation was often made by the Afghan government and Washington. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thai Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha says he won votes of confidence in Parliament today, helping to steady his government after it had come under intense criticism for bungling its response to the coronavirus pandemic. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A group of election security experts is calling on California's top election official to take an additional step to protect the upcoming gubernatorial recall.
The election security experts have called for a rigorous audit of the upcoming recall election for California's governor after copies of systems used to run elections across the country were released publicly. Their letter sent to the Secretary of State's office urges the state to conduct a type of post-election audit that can help detect malicious attempts to interfere. The state recall targeting Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is set for September the 14th. It has several candidates ready to step in if Newsom is recalled, including popular conservative Speaker Larry Elder. Patrick Frost reporting.
President Biden will visit all three 9/11 memorial sites to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks and pay his respects to the nearly 3,000 people killed on that day. More on the stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our Labor Day weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus free premium delivery ends Labor Day.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our Labor Day weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus free premium delivery ends Labor Day.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
And hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. Welcome to The Pet Show. Are you being bullied by your boxer? Does your feline have you in a funk? Has your chihuahua finally taken over the house? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you, if you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned. Because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch. Bring those furry little buddies with you, folks. Yes, it is that time again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the Evergrowing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is digging, why your dog is scratching, your cat's not using the litter box, hates the new cat that came into the house, you have a dog, you're dating a new guy, the dog hates the guy or vice versa, you get the question. If you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, jumping, humping, digging, great time to give me a call. Let me just remind everybody, whether you're a new listener to the Pet Show or a regular listener to the Pet Show, it makes no difference. Everyone that calls in today and gets to speak to me live on the air will, in fact, be getting a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. And if you're new to the show, let me just let you know that the gifts I'm giving away on the Pet Show, thanks to my great sponsors, are not biscuits. Many of the items I give away here on the show are worth $25, $35, $45, and even more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I'll answer your questions. And at the same time, a great gift will be on its way to you. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Here's what I have planned for today's show. Did you know that the food you're feeding your dogs have an effect on their behavior? A lot of people don't realize how important nutrition is in terms of the way your dogs and cats behave. What you feed your dog is essential in managing their behavior as well. So you're trying to get a good night's sleep, but your cat has a different idea. Coming up, why is your cat yowling at night? Should you be concerned? We'll talk about that. And we have to say that final goodbye to one of our pets. We know how we grieve, but how does your pet react when they lose their best friend? Coming up, how to understand how dogs and cats deal with grief. And also coming up, is it true that a dog can hear a smile? Is it true that a dog can hear a smile? What your dog really hears coming up as well. Plenty of time for all your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet happens to be chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, not housebroken, poor guy suffering with separation anxiety, depression, your dog's chasing anything that moves, hates other dogs and some people, cat scratched your favorite chair, and your dog literally believes that anything that moves, he must hump, give me a call. The phone number again, 877-725-8255. And it's kind of two questions a week. I had one, and my engineer, Al, came up with another one. We started talking. So there's kind of two questions. One kind of works for Labor Day weekend. My question is, what makes your dog or cat smile? What do you do that makes your dog or cat smile? That's question number one. If you answer that, I'll send you a gift. Or I like Al's even better. Do you bring your dog or cat to work with you? Do you bring your dog or cat to work with you? There was just a study that over, I think it was 60 or 70% of pet guardians said they would take a 20 to 30 pay cut, just to be able to work at home with their pets. What do you think? Give me a call, 877-725-8255. How about I start out with a phone call and we go to my friend Eva. Hey, Eva, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you today?
Good. I just wanted to give you an update. I had called before about 2 weeks ago about and your opinion about the brace for a dog. My 13-year-old has tore a ligament in his knee, and the only option every vet would give me would be surgery. And through a friend of a friend, I found out about this company that does two companies that do braces for dogs, and it's a longer recovery, but it helps the tissue grow. So I just got they had to take a mold of his leg, and he just got it today, and he's adjusting very good. So it's going to be a long process, but I think hopefully it's going to work. So I just wanted to give an update to anybody
absolutely great. You know, I talked about it on my Los Angeles show. I know you were listening to Los Angeles, where I talked about my friend who wrote the book, Extraordinary Pets. My friend Joy runs Pets with Disabilities. Joyce runs Pets with Disabilities based out of Maryland. In fact, I was holding up her book on Facebook, and I actually wrote the foreword to her book. So there's amazing new things that are coming up. I'm a big fan of the brace or the splint. I've seen them do amazing things. Has anyone suggested to you that you talk to some of the people in the area that actually do physical rehab with dogs?
Yes, the doctor recommended me a place close to my home, so I'm going to do that because she says the brace alone will not do it. You have to have physical rehab.
There you go. And I'm, yeah, you're, You're right. And the, yeah. and the physical rehab, they have hydrotherapy yeah. in the water. They have exactly. Balls they can work with. They have a massage. Yeah. They have acupuncture, cold laser therapy. There's a million things they can do. I'm a big fan. So I think you're right on target, Eva, and you're doing everything right.
And you know, you go to most vets, the person who wants to do surgery, break the bone, readjust, realign. I was like, no, he's 13 years old. I'm not going to make him go through that. This is going to be a longer process over a year, but it won't have that impact on his body.
So you're right, Eva. I always tell people that I love veterinarians. I work with veterinarians every day of my life and have for almost 40 years. But I always joke that veterinarians are kind of like wheelbarrows. They're a useful tool, but sometimes you got to push them a little bit. And what you need to do is, and you hear me talk about it all the time on both shows, is to get either a second opinion or go to a specialist, because it can be really beneficial in the long run. Great call, by the way. So I sent you something last time you called, right?
Yes, you did.
So I'm going to donate whatever I was going to send you to someone else. Keep me updated. Let me know how it's working. I'd love to hear from you from time to time. You can call me on the LA show. You don't have to call all the way here, okay?
Can I ask you one question?
Sure.
I just wanted your take on this. I'm very grieved, and PETA's gotten involved with this, about those 50 military dogs that got left behind in Afghanistan. And it just grieves my heart that how could we have abandoned, 50 military.
Many, many of those dogs are coming home. Do you follow me on Facebook, Eva?
No, I don't.
Go to facebook.com/thepetshow. Facebook.com/thepetshow. And I shared a couple of different stories just last week about those dogs that were left behind, including some of the dogs out of the shelter that are going to be on their way back as well. So check that out. Great call. I appreciate it. Keep me posted. And let me know when you start that physical therapy. I'd be curious to see how your dog's doing. Thank you, Ava, for that phone call. I really do appreciate it. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a duck and a dog. We're going to talk to Bill in Delaware about a squirrel. Where's my show going today? And service animals in Afghanistan. 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back at you. You know, for over 2 years now, you hear me talking about Lucy Pet Food and the incredible response, not only I've had with my own two rescue dogs, but the response I get from listeners every single day all across the United States and Canada. In fact, Lucy Pet does such amazing things for your dogs and cats. It's now being used by rescues, humane organizations, shelters, police departments, even the FBI, and many professional athletes. So I got to tell you, when it comes to feeding your dogs and cats properly, the only food I recommend and endorse, of course, is the only food I feed my own pets. That's Lucy Pet Performance Life Pet Food. But don't take my word alone. Here's a listener and what they have to say about Lucy Pet Food.
Someone gave me a bag of that Lucy dog food, and my dog loved it. I mean, right away, And I noticed that the ingredients, everything. And then I saw all the nutritional value about the healing, the gut, everything, And I said, man, I got to get this dog food.
Smart people research what they're feeding their pet, and if you want to be smart and you want to feed your pet the best food on the market, the only one I recommend and endorse, it's Lucy Pet Formula Life Pet Food. Hey guys, I feed it to my own rescues, Molly and Willie. Lucy Pet Food is available at Amazon.com. It's available at Chewy.com, or check out their website, LucyPetFood.com. There's some amazing deals going on at Lucy Pet Food right now, so check it out at Amazon.com, Chewy.com, or LucyPetFood.com today. You'll be happier, but you know what's more important to me? Your dogs and cats will be a whole lot healthier. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. 35 years ago, I put my reputation on the line, developing my Hugs and Kisses of vitamin mineral supplements for dogs and cats. Your favorite product now offers improved joint health, plus lecithin to reduce shedding and promote healthy skin and coat. Here's what my listeners say about the new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses.
I'm Ellie with Bassett Beagle Rescue of the Heartland. Our rescues arrive with dry, flaky skin and digestive problems. On the radio, I heard about the 4-in-1 hugs and kisses and tried them on our worst cases. Within weeks, we noticed how much better their skin and coats looked. The prebiotics and probiotics in hugs and kisses supplements boosted our rescues' immune systems and digestion. Our senior beagles also responded to the joint health in hugs and kisses. Our rescues leave so much healthier than when they arrived, thanks to hugs and kisses.
The new 4-in-1 hugs and kisses is an Amazon's choice. Also, Walmart.com and Wish.com, or log on to ThePetShow.com. That's ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands.
Both hands.
Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. That's funding for small businesses.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I could listen to this all day. Whistle While You Work. My engineer, Al, has picked up some great, great working music for this Labor Day weekend, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. What was that? What was that? I saw in the back of a car. I-O-I-O, so it's off to work I go. I remember I saw that in the back of a car somewhere. Let's go to my friends Sandra and Sophia, a doubleheader. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi!
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. We were calling about our dog. She's about 13 years old. She's a Karen Terrier. And she's always been by herself at our house. So then we brought in some birds, some cockatiels, and some parakeets. And she was a little funny about them at first, but then she doesn't care. But then my daughter got a duck. So the duck right now is about a month old, and we're just scared to put them together because we think that Carmela, the doggy, she's going to hurt it. So we kind of have to separate them for now because she goes around the cage and she kind of...
Listen to me. Listen to me. In my autobiography, there's pictures of me when I introduced a duck with a broken leg to my 1,200-pound pig. And they became best friends because the other ducks didn't like this duck because he had a broken leg. I actually made him a cast. But other than that, the pig and the duck got along great. So here's what I'm going to recommend that you do. I'd like you to go to the store today and you guys pick up a little stuffed animal about the size of the duck and bring it home. I want you to take it and just kind of rub it a little bit on the duck so that the scent of the duck is now on this stuffed animal. Let the dog get used to it. Don't let him bite or anything. Let him get used to it, and that will get, at least get him used to the scent of the duck. That's number one. Number two is when you, and it's a 13-year-old Karen Terrier, a little Toto dog. In the evening, when you guys are sitting around relaxing, have one person holding the dog, the other person holding the duck, giving the dog a lot of positive attention. Watch his reaction to the duck. Chances are, as the duck grows, and they grow pretty rapidly, they should be able to be best friends. But right at this point, you're going to have to be conscientious. Just make sure that every time the duck and the dog are together, that it ends in a positive note. Listen, I've had ducks with chickens with every type of animal you can imagine. If you make the introduction properly, then you're fine. If you make the introduction incorrectly from the beginning, that's where the problem stops. So that's why I want to use the stuffed animal with the duck scent on it. Get him used to the smell of the duck. Little by little, you can hold the duck near him, see what kind of reaction he gets. Make sure he gets a lot of positive attention. You'll find them sleeping one day together, I promise.
He does growl. She does growl at the dog, at the duck. So we're like, oh, we get scared because we think it's going to hurt it.
Yeah, but, of course she's growling at the duck. She doesn't know from a duck. She's never seen a duck before. Forget the duck at this point. Use the stuffed animal. But listen, don't correct the dog when she's growling. Distract her a little bit. Take that anger, put it in a positive, upbeat direction. As long as she gets away with the growling, why should she stop? And it can get worse. So what I'm suggesting is every time they're together, you must end it on a positive note. Either the Karen Terrier gets a special toy, gets a special treat, gets a hug, gets a kiss, whatever, but always end on a positive note. Using that first duck psychology, you should be pretty much on target, and it's not going to take that long. You have to be cautious. You have to be conscientious, obviously, Sandra and Sophia. But again, the bottom line is you have to introduce them little by little, and if every introduction is positive, they will become bosom buddies, I promise.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much. We're so grateful.
Well, no, it's my pleasure. Now, you live in, are you going to, I might stop by and visit the two of them one day. I really might. You live right in L.A.
We are from L.A., and our parents own a pet store in L.A., and my brother owns a pet store. He's in the Van Nuys in L.A., Lazy Boy Pet Store.
Well, I'll have to stop into one of those. Send me some, you know what?
Yeah.
Send me some information on their stores. Send it to mail@thepetshow.com. That's my email address, mail@thepetshow.com. In the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold. And for your I don't have any duck treats here, but for your 13-year-old dog, let's keep him alive for another 13 years. I'm sending you a jar of the brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats on its way to you, and I appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. We're going to take a break in a minute. When we come back, we have Bill in Delaware. We have Marcia. We have Diana in Ohio. We have Judy calling from California. Plenty of time for your calls. Let me give you a quick list of what I'm giving away on today's show. Everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me directly will get a great gift for their dog or cat. As I said earlier, many of the items were $25, $35, $45, and more. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. I got hugs and kisses to give away. I just gave some away. Cat's Incredible Litter, Lucy Pet Food, Authors Who Gold, those T-shirts that say None of My Friends Walk Upright, copies of my books, bestsellers, either Dog or Cat, Hemp Seed Oil. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. The question of the day is twofold. You can either answer one of these questions, and I'll send you a great gift. You can either say, what is it that makes your dog or cat smile? Tell me what makes your dog or cat smile, or because it's Labor Day weekend, my engineer Al came up with this one, which would have been a better one. Thanks for letting me know now, Al. Do you bring your dog or cat to work? Do you bring your dog or cat to work? I was talking about a study that was done with Al just before it went on the air that it was like pet guardians were willing to give up 20-30% of their salary just just so they can be with their pets. And you know, I mean, we were talking about the cost they can save in transportation costs, in tolls, and all the money they can save eating out for lunch. So maybe they're willing to take it because it's easier for them, but I know they just want to spend more time with their pet. 877-725-8255. Take a break. When we come back, we have Bill. Marshall wants to know about the service animals in Afghanistan. Marshall, I do have an update for you. We'll talk about that. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255, the phone number. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Love me to the end. People, let me tell you about the pet. He's a one-boy cuddly toy. My up, my down, my pride and joy. People, let me tell you about him. He's so much fun. Whether we're talking man to man or whether we're talking sun to sun, he's my best friend. Yeah, he's my best friend. La la, ba la la la, ya, ba la la la, ba la ba la la la, ya, ba la la la, ya.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, empowering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 16 for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay education programming. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Incredible lady. She is an amazing voice and a big philanthropist. I just adore Dolly Parton. Hey, the phones are jam-packed right now, though. I'm going to bypass the call. I'm going to go to my friend Monty calling from, I believe, Flagstaff, Arizona. Monty runs an organization, a great organization that I support and endorse called For Veterans' Sake. Monty, welcome to the show.
Hey, Warren. How are you doing?
I could not be better. You're in Flagstaff, right?
We're just west of it. We're in Williams, and may I say we're going to have a high of 77 today.
Williams, Arizona. That's the gateway to the Grand Canyon, right?
It sure is. It sure is.
And in fact, there's a great restaurant there attached to a Harley-Davidson dealer. Am I right?
Yep, that's right up there in Butler.
There you go.
Between us and Flagstaff. Right.
I'm a man, Monty. I'm a man of the world. What can I say? So how are you responding? I mean, I've heard. Yeah, go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
I want to congratulate you. You're coming up on 40 years. And, you know, a lot of people, you got so many good listeners and people that care about their dogs and you know, follow your advice on a lot of stuff. A lot of people don't realize you go way back to the Vietnam era, and a lot of your training methods are still used today. And,
yeah.
You know, us and the caliber of training of what we do and how we do it, you know, we appreciate you, and we just want to say thank you and congratulations.
Well, I do appreciate that, Monty, and we'll be more in touch about that. I want to ask you a question. I have a woman on that's asking me about the service animals in Afghanistan. And according, yeah, let's bring her in. Let's get Marcia in. Could you mind if talking to Marcia as well, Monty?
No, that's fine.
Hey, Marcia, you with me?
Hello.
Hi, Marcia.
Yes, I am.
I have you on the phone. Yeah. I'm also on the phone with my friend Monty, who runs For Veterans' Sake.
Yeah.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Now, I know your question's about the service animals in Afghanistan. My good friend Monty, who runs For Veterans' Sake, great organization, by the way, you should donate. Marcia, your question to me is about the service animals in Afghanistan. I got a release just the other day from the American Humane Society, and they're condemning the government for apparently leaving a number of service animals behind. Now, here's the scenario. Having a little more background on this, the majority of the dogs, the service dogs, I believe were taken out. A lot of them were left behind because the Pentagon wouldn't let them come out. And just so everyone knows out there what the Taliban thinks of dogs, there is nothing filthier, dirtier, or more horrifying to the Taliban than a dog. So the minute they see a dog or come, they can't even look at a dog if they're praying. That's how much they hate dogs. So my heart breaks for any of these dogs that were in fact let loose. Did you hear about any of the dogs being let loose on the tarmac, Monty?
Yeah, they actually had quite a few that was left back. And The majority of the MWD dogs, the military working dogs, were picked up and brought back with their handlers and with their units. But the dogs that are in question, that the emails and the stuff that you're seeing on Facebook that's getting around, those are what we call the CWD dogs, the contractor working dogs. Just as effective, just as good, but they were left behind. And they had a couple of people that went out there with, I can't name all the organizations right now, but there were several that got together and did their funding to where they can get over there, and they have one of the women that's there trying to rescue them.
One of those organizations is called Veteran Sheepdogs of America. They're doing a lot of work. But one of the other problems is, and I'm glad we're talking about this, I'll get to the other calls in a second. One of the other things that's going on as well is the concept that, a lot of the dogs were trained and given to the Afghan army. And when the Afghan army dispersed, some of those dogs were obviously let loose as well. So I just hope we get as many home as we possibly can. I mean, you know, I went through my own stuff years ago, but I just hope we get as many of these dogs home. And I firmly believe that it's up to the United States government to make sure that every single dog that served over there makes it back to America.
Yes, and I've got a little bit of direct involvement in that. As you know, part of our special operations stuff is my wolf program that I created for the U.S. Army. And we've got two of our Arctic wolves that are up in the mountain areas of Afghanistan right now. And their names are Simon and Gar. And from what I understand, they're not going to bring them back. But, you know, we do have resources that are doing what they can. We can't really go into a whole lot of that. But the, you know, there is things underway that civilians getting together and ex-military people and contractors that are really trying to do something about that. I wish I can comment more on it, but
I have some sources, and you know, we want to keep those as tight as we can. Anyway, I got to run. Monty, stay in touch with me, will you?
Can we just?
Yeah, Marcia. Well, go ahead, Marcia.
What we can do at all to fund anything to help them, not to say that we don't care.
Marcia, we're kind of losing you, Marcia. Marcia, send me an email at mail@thepetshow.com, okay? And I'll tell you exactly where you can help. Monty, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much for calling in. For veterans' sake, check it out. For veterans' sake, great organization doing amazing work. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Great time to give me a call. We'll get back to all of your dog and cat questions. 877-725-8255. So if it's chewing, jumping, barking, humping, digging, not using the litter box, great time to call me. 877-725-8255. Still got lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. That is the phone number here at the Pet Show. A quick break, then right back to your calls. You know, cats call the shots. They really do when it comes to when they sleep, when to socialize, and even when to eat. They know exactly what they want, and what they really want is kitty lickies. Kitty Lickies by Lucy Pet are scrumptious, lickable moose cat treats and food toppers. That's right, your cats will enjoy kitty lickies either directly from the pouch or squeeze it over dry food for an extra treat. Great for finicky cats. Kitty Lickies is lickable moose cat treat. Comes in three feline favorite recipes. They're chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, or salmon and chicken. Each 2-ounce packet contains four individual pouches for your cats to really, really enjoy. Kitty Lickies from Lucy Pet are made with no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, and no artificial preservatives. In fact, your cat won't stop licking this delicious moose treat. So, if you want to treat your cat while making smart choices about their health, Kitty Lickies Lickable Moose Cat Treats is a great choice. Plus, for finicky cats, Kitty Lickies doubles as a great food topper. And like all Lucy Pet products, Kitty Lickies is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. I want you to log on to LucyPetFood.com today. That's LucyPetFood.com, LucyPetFood.com. I'm telling you, once you start your cats on Lucy Pet's Kitty Lickies, they're going to absolutely love it, and it's good for them, and it's going to make those finicky cats even eat better. So check out Kitty Lickies at LucyPet.com today. That's Kitty Lickies at LucyPetProducts.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I'm going to tell you about a dog I got. born in Kansas City. I picked him up down in New Orleans. I thought he was so pretty.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 800-208-1312 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. That's 800-208-1312.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Hi-ho, we are back on the Pet Show on this Labor Day weekend. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. I got lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. Question of the day is, what makes your pet smile, or do you bring your pets to work? Give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255. Hey, Diane in Ohio, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. My question is, my dog, she'd be 12 years old. She's a border collie mix, And when she hears the sound of the chirping of the smoke alarm or the smoke alarm itself, she just, it, you can just see she just cringes and she's
Yeah, it, you know, Diane, it's such a high-pitched sound from a dog's point of view. The way they hear is entirely different than the way we hear. So, in fact, sometimes it actually hurts them. However, she's going to hear it. It's going to go off, so we need to desensitize her to the sound of the smoke alarm. What you can do is go on your computer, Google sound of smoke alarm, sound of smoke alarm. You will see what will pop up. They have not only the chirping of the smoke alarm when it needs batteries, but also the actual sound of the alarm when it's going off. And what I would do is I would download those, and every night when you're just sitting around watching TV and hanging out, having a brandy, whatever you're doing, play it at a low volume to the point where the dog isn't reacting to it at all. That's enough. Do that for 2 or 3 days, then increase it just a drop, another 2 or 3 days, another drop, till eventually you can play it louder, and the dog now is getting comfortable because we've now desensitized her to the sound. Just make sure she's getting a lot of positive attention when she hears it, a special toy when she hears it. Again, it's like the third time I use the term counter conditioning. We want to take something the dog is afraid of and now turn it into something positive, and that's where that sound effects comes into play.
Yeah, my biggest issue, it's okay when I'm home, but if I'm not home, and it just, you know.
Yeah, of course, and that's why. Yeah, that's why I'm not telling you how to correct her. I'm telling you how to get her accustomed to the sound. So whether you're home or not makes no difference whatsoever. Once she's no longer fearful of the sound of the smoke alarm, then your problem's over, Diane.
Oh, I sure hope so, because it scares me to leave her alone.
I definitely understand. Yeah. Yeah, but just remember that it's not going to happen overnight. But I do a lot of work with noise phobias, whether it be a smoke alarm, whether it be a car backfiring. When I was in the service, we're teaching dogs to react properly around the sound of a gunshot. So it makes, it's just a matter of getting them accustomed. So what I'm going to do, Diane, is I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. That's my book, best-selling book. There's an entire chapter in there on noise phobias, and I'll tell you what to do to get your dog to react. In the meantime, before you get the book, because it takes a while to ship. Before you get the book, go to my website, thepetshow.com. Don't forget that T-H-E, thepetshow.com. Now you can tell her, thepetshow.com, and there's a whole article there on the list of articles on noise phobias, and that'll get you started. 877-725-8255. A quick break. Listen carefully. This is a one-time thing, and I'm not going to say it again till the next hour. Your wait is over. Our Labor Day sale is live now, just till Tuesday, just till Tuesday. I want every listener to score big savings on my new Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 vitamins. So listen up. We're launching our Labor Day sale on thepetshow.com, amazon.com, as well as walmart.com. No matter where you shop, you save $5 on every jar of the all-new Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 vitamin mineral supplement. That's right, $5 off every jar. Dog or cat, it makes no difference, no matter the size of the jar or how many you buy. You can order one, or you can order 100. It's going to be $5 off every jar. For years and years, you've heard me, listeners, praise my Hugs and Kisses vitamins. And this is the first sale ever on the brand new 4-in-1 formula. Now is the time to buy. Order your savings online at thepetshow.com. That's thepetshow.com. Or you can call my office at 1-800-430 and the word hugs. Or if you prefer, check out $5 off at amazon.com. Check $5 off at walmart.com. And if you're an Amazon Prime member, shipping is free. This sale ends definitely on Tuesday, September 7th. So now's the time to order. Check out thepetshow.com, amazon.com, walmart.com, or call 1-800-430 and the word hugs to save your money on the Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
A moment in history brought to you by KCNR and historian Donnie Smith. The state of California made 2 identical historical markers for Bass Hill to honor the memories of the brave drivers who drove the stages and held the ribbons, or reins, on the dangerous California-Oregon stage road beginning in the 1850s. One marker was placed in Shasta and the other on the summit of Bass Hill, where the Pacific Highway, now Interstate 5, begin its descent down to the Pitt River. The area of the Bass Hill Marker was a favorite holdup spot in stagecoach days for legendary stagecoach robber Black Bart, who robbed three stages there. That marker has since been moved and is now located on the east side of the road leading to Bridge Bay Resort across from the guard shack. Black Bart was eventually caught and sentenced to prison in San Quentin for those, plus other stagecoach robberies. A Moment in History brought to you by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Want to get more Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our Labor Day weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus free premium delivery ends Labor Day.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands. Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein, 877-725-8255. The phone number, plenty of time for your calls. We've got a whole other hour to go, but right now, let's go to Judy in California. Hey, Judy, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Warren. It's so good to talk to you, and thank you. I've been listening to you for all the 40 years. So happy to have you here to help us all.
Well, I appreciate that. How can I help you today?
Well, I had two kitties going into the pandemic, George and Gracie, and then, of course, I was going to foster when they needed some homes for some. So I fostered Jasmine first and then Hope, and, of course, now they're no longer fosters. I'm a perfect failed foster. But George and Gracie live in my bedroom and bathroom with me upstairs, and Hope and Jasmine are downstairs in my family room and kitchen, and in the meantime, with the kitten season being so heavy, I'm fostering little Mama, who will probably become an addition to the family. But I need to bring them all together, and I'd like to have them in my bedroom bathroom because it's a large area for them, and I'm
have
in
you
there
done,
a lot.
Have you done any sense swapping with them yet, Judy?
Well, with the ones upstairs, yes. I have a bath mat that's been in with Mama, and I've moved it in with George and Gracie and back and forth a few times.
But what about the other? Did you say you had another two kittens, though, right? So you have.
Let's deal with
the four kittens, okay? So you have the four kittens. Two are upstairs, two are downstairs. Did you make a sense swap between the ones that are upstairs and the ones that are downstairs?
No, not yet.
That's the first thing you need to do. I wouldn't even use a towel. If you can get a couple of stuffed animals, I even think that would be better. Rub the stuffed animals on the two that are upstairs, two more animals on the ones that are downstairs, switch them around. I think that's your best approach at this point.
Okay, and then once they seem to get used to that, just move them in together? Or what's my
Well, what I would do is I would have one person, if you can have a friend come over, have one person hold
right.
one from downstairs, one person hold one from upstairs, just kind of sit there for a couple of seconds, see how they react with each other. If they're getting along, you can get closer and closer. If not, you're going to have to go a little bit further with the scent swapping.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much.
Hey, Judy, listen. I love your area, but I love Brentwood. Listen, do you have a copy of my cat book?
No, I have your dog book.
You have all these cats. You know what? I'm going to send you something different. Let's put Judy on hold. I'm going to send Judy some Lucy Pets Cat's Incredible Cat Litter. Well, all those cats, believe me, you're going to need some litter, and there's no litter on the market better than Lucy Pets Cat's Incredible Cat Litter. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. There's two Terrys in Lakeland, Florida. You're confusing me. We'll get to your calls. We'll get to Sal. Great time to give me a call. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. We'll be right back at you. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
On a planet of the sun.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, or fallen arches? Do you? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, G-Defy, G-D-E-F-Y. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically shown to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study conducted by Oliveview UCLA Medical Center. You can try a pair for 30 days with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the free orthotics as a gift. Put an end to suffering. Save $20 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio, code radio. You have nothing to lose but your pain.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.